This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Paul Charchian.
Tons of risk, tons of upside.
The leader at Fanball and League Safe.
The leader is good. The leader is great. We surrender our will as of this day.
Guiding you through the waiver wire.
Did you hurt the bike?
I picked it up off the waiver wire.
That's stealing.
Fantasy Sports Hall of Famer.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Charch.
Championship.
With Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Well, there's a lot of names out there as we get ready for the fantasy playoffs, and there could be some late rearrangement that just might help you win your league. Paul Charchian joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Follow Charch at Paul Charchian on Twitter. He of KFan and Fanball.com. Hello, Paul Charchian. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was yamless, which to me is an automatic win. So any Thanksgiving sans yams is an automatic win.
I am so with you, and I know you're going to get the pedants out there saying that sweet potatoes are not yams, that yams are different. I'm with you, yams or sweet potatoes, however you want to make them. And I make them, and people love when I make them. I just don't want to eat them.
I like you make food you don't want to eat.
I do.
That's a sign.
I make a bourbon glazed sweet potato, and it's a wonderful bourbon brown sugar syrup, and I typically double the bourbon, and I swig out of the bottle while I'm making it. So I enjoy the process of making them, and everybody raves about them. I don't touch them.
Well, here's the thing. Everything would be good with a bourbon brown sugar glaze.
Right.
Everything. If yams or sweet potatoes were so great. Here you are in Chicago with a dozen of the best 25 steakhouses in America all in one city.
Yep.
You go into any of them and you ask for yams, they don't have it because it's not good and nobody wants them. That's why. And if they were good, they'd be on the menu. Nobody wants a damn yam, and why you try to roll that out in front of your whole family on Thanksgiving is beyond me.
Church, as we think about it here, there are three yams that are actually pick-upable on the waiver wire right now if we're talking fantasy football quarterbacks. Listen, if Ryan Fitzpatrick, Duck Hodges, and Gardner Minshew are out there because of their very feasty playoff schedules, they seem like a thing. They seem non-yam.
They are non-yam. You're exactly right. And now the biggest mistake fantasy owners can make is this. Well, I'm just starting the guys that got me there. I don't have to go to the waiver wire. Yeah, that's crap. 90% of the players on your roster are not auto starts. Sure, Lamar Jackson, start him every week. Christian McCaffrey, start him every week. Most of the guys you got to play the matchups on. And here comes Ryan Fitzpatrick. Over the past 6 weeks, which is a long sample size, he's quarterback 4 in fantasy scoring. And get the schedule. He gets the Jets, then the Giants, and then the Bengals. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to win championships for people. And people are going to be like, well, he's a Dolphin. I'm not taking him. Or they're going to be like, I can't bench Tom Brady for Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'd kick myself for years if I made that mistake. It hasn't been a mistake. Fitzpatrick's been great, and they're always behind, and he's always passing. He's been terrific. He's an absolute lock pickup. And then Duck Hodges, the Steelers just announced he's going to get the start. Get this. He's all about the long ball. That's the whole deal on him. And he's connecting in all these long passes in the past couple of weeks to James Washington. He gets the Cardinals this week. They've given up the most 20-yard receptions in the league. They've given up 60 20-yard receptions this year.
Wow.
Duck Hodges, startable this week. Play the matchups, folks.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Northwestern Basketball hosts No. 3 Michigan State at the new Welsh Ryan Arena on December 18th. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. I got to ask, where in play is Bears wide receiver Anthony Miller, considering Taylor Gabriel is probably out again and the usage was there and the receptions were there?
They were there. By the way, not to overly peacock, but I mentioned this angle on my Thursday bit with with Dan and Mac.
Parkins,
yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, I thought that was an exploitable opportunity. Could be again here. Let's I'm trying. The opponent this week is pretty shaky.
Cowboys,
right? So here's the bit. The Cowboys outside corners are really good. And so if you are going to try to attack the Cowboys, attacking from the slot is a good way to go. And I can tell you exactly who that matchup's going to be. It's going to be, hang on. No, I don't have it in front of me. Shoot, I thought I had it in front of me. I don't have the exact cornerback matchup, but I think there is going to be an opportunity here. And you know what we found is if you pick the right spots for Mitch Trubisky, he's Mitch Trubisky. He's not Sad Trombonski. You pick the right spots, and this maybe this is going to be one of them, although this is not. It's overall, this is a tough matchup.
Given what I saw Monday night between the Vikings and Seahawks, Alexander Mattison, for injury reasons and for talent reasons and for scheme reasons, is a must pick up for me. I wonder if you feel the same.
He is. He's my number one guy to go get this week because we just don't know. We don't right now, you know, 12 hours later, we don't know the status of Dalvin Cook's shoulder injury, but running backs get sidelined on shoulder injuries because it's obviously a huge part of their game. Stylistically, Madison is basically identical to Cook or almost identical. They don't have to change their game plan. They will use him every bit like they would have used Cook, and a delicious matchup coming up with the Lions already this week. So if in any game Cook does not play, Madison gets almost all the work, and he has top five fantasy upside. So you know, he's the guy that you could pick up right now, and if, God forbid, Dalvin Cook's going to miss a bunch of games, Alexander Mattison could run you to the championship.
Do we do anything with, I mean, if you're taking flyers in a wide receiver spot that you're looking for things to do, does Andy Dalton's return do anything for maybe like a flex spot, a wide receiver three spot if you're in a league like that?
It does. Remember, John Ross started the season with two awesome games. Then he had an okay game, and then he got knocked out and got put on IR. John Ross is coming back for this game. AJ Green, still, you know, rehabbing, in air quotes, from the world's longest high ankle sprain, now in its 17th week. So he's not going to be a factor. So John Ross comes back, and even Auden Tate, if you just want to, you know, as somebody that you can, you know, is you can just sort of throw in and try to get your five or six receptions. But let me mention this. They dispensed, I think we mentioned it last week, actually, they benched Andy Dalton when he was the league leader in completions back in like week 8, which is the most Bengal thing ever. They bring him back and he wins the game. Did you hear this story? After the game, his head coach, Snyder, gave him the game ball, and Dalton turned around and gave it back to Zach saying, you know what, this is your first win. You should take it. Despite the fact that Zack Snyder had benched him just, you know, in week 8. And I thought that was a super classy move.
That's in a game where he became the Bengals' all-time touchdown leader, right? Passing touchdowns?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, by the way, they benched him on his birthday.
This is such a terrible franchise.
You mentioned that a common mistake is just saying, I'm going to ride my guys as the playoffs begin, and people are a little bit too loyal to their initial draft, their initial roster. What is another common mistake that is made this time of year?
Not having a guy like Alexander Mattison already on roster. You need to have these key handcuff guys squared away. And Mattison is only owned in 25% of leagues. Most of the listeners right now are going to be able to go get Alexander Mattison. If you've got a key, especially running back, go get the handcuff guy so that somebody else, you know, if you're going to lose a Dalvin Cook in this league, you've got the guy who's going to be the beneficiary.
And I have to say, I laughed out loud when they say, let's go to Carissa Thompson for a game break. And there's Raheem Mostert breaking free. And I laugh out loud because it's just all roads seem to lead back to him one way or another because Matt Breida cannot stay healthy.
No, he can't. Tevin Coleman's just not that good, and so he's been getting diminishing work every single week for a month now. Matt Breida may or may not come back, but I don't even think that matters. Raheem Mostert is just sort of last man standing, and he's actually really good. He just put up 150 total yards on an awesome Ravens defense, and most of it in the second half. So, yeah, that's an impressive opportunity for Raheem Mostert. I think he's somebody you go out and get, and then in a similar situation, Darwin Thompson was the best running back on the field for Kansas City last week, and they lost Darrell Williams, but it's such a messy backfield. Damian Williams probably comes back this week. LeSean McCoy, I don't even know if he matters anymore, but he might be in the mix, but you could throw a dart there too if you want.
Okay, speaking of darts, with the handcuff rules firmly in place, does that mean that if I've got one, well, does that mean that I have to actually invest in Peyton Barber and figure out when the hell he's going to get his carries and when he won't?
Yeah, good luck getting that right.
Yeah, no
right? I mean, if all you do is go based on what you saw last week and what Bruce Arians tells us, you will never start Peyton Barber in the right week. Never. Because you can't know. It's maddening. But it looks like we're back to Barber right now because he got a 2-to-1 carry advantage over Jones. He got the 2 touchdowns. Jones did nothing. It's a tough matchup this week against the Colts, but then he gets the Lions, and that's a little easier. So maybe you could pick up Peyton Barber here too. But it's been such a cluster boink all year that I don't know that you can win this one.
He hates yams, and he's coined the term cluster boink.
I want it on a T-shirt.
He is Paul Charchian. Charch, thanks a lot, man, as always.
Thanks, my friends. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye-bye.
Indeed. Paul Charchian, that segment brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Waiting on the latest update on our Giving Tuesday donations to Camp One Step. We were last at $14,000. Want to thank Score listener, Bernstein & McKnight listener Daniel Marbach, who just donated $1,000.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's stepping up. That is sending. That is one person sending one kid to camp for a week.
That is very, very cool.
And what we enjoy, and I think it gives us a lot of pride, those of us who are part of the One Step family, is just how immediate and real your donations are. They don't go into some massive slush fund paying insane administrative costs for some giant 501c3. We are a very, very small organization. A very, very small organization. And we have just a handful of staff. We have over 400 volunteers. And when you actually go to our website, when you see the kids, you will see this is all real. You give $1,000 and you are literally that. There is a kid at one of the hospitals right now, or soon to check in right after diagnosis, who will be able to have one of the caregivers look him or her in the eye and say, you know where you're going in the middle of the summer? You are going to camp. And the parents say, well, I don't know. And we get involved and we educate the parents and we educate the kid, and then they become part of our community for life.
It's awesome. Yeah, you can do it too. Givings all day long. The links are tweeted, Bernstein_MCK, at C1 McNett, at C1 McKnight, at Dan_Bernstein. When we come back, I have been putting this off long enough.
Optimism.
There is a chance. There is a reasonable opportunity for the Bears to actually find a playoff spot in Week 16. But more importantly, Dan and I are up to something no good on December 13th. We'll tell you where we're headed and how you can get involved in Score nonsense.
Yep.
It's coming up. Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.